Track 6, 10 Minutes With. Today's 10 Minutes With interview takes us back into the archives with Bill Williams, who talks about his experience as a fire watcher during the war.
Started working at a place in Flood Street, Dudley, and the beginning of the war, they used to do all fire watching at the factories, and the boss, he had a place rigged out for the fire watchers, and everything went well. It was a couple of bunks, and they got the cards, the darts, dominoes and all that for entertainment, and there used to be six on each night, a different six on a rota system like. And anyway, after a while, you find the two asleep, because they work the day before and the day after. So you get two, have a couple hours sleep. Two would play cards and dominoes, and the other two would patrol the factory. When they came back, they'd all switch around. But it went to pass that the fire watchers refused to do the fire watching because, as they said, there was a ghost in the place that was fitted out for them. What used to happen, if they went playing darts, now, first of all, there's no wind, draft, or anything like that in the room. And apart from earthquakes, which was very, very remote, there was no way could anything move, building-wise. But when they threw the darts at the dartboard would have a tendency to move over one way or the other. And it meant they couldn't play darts. When they played dominoes or cards, the cards as they'd played and put back in the pack, they'd find the way back into their hands. And the chaps asleep, they jump out of the bunks to put the shoes on, and they'd find they'd be outside the door and things like that. And we found out they refused to do the fire watching there, so the boss had to get another place, the other end of the factory, for them to use. And we found out by asking various people, older people usually, that a man had a place there. He was a blacksmith, and he'd actually hung himself in that place. But there was no way could anybody stop in that place at night.
Do you know why he hung himself?
No, they never said the reason for it, but he was a businessman. So whether it was the business was failing or something like that, it was donkeys years ago, you know, more or less well before my time and all that. But they just said he'd hung himself in that particular place. And no way could anybody go in that place during the night. And that place now is where Falcon House is built, in Dudley.
It's on the
car park.
Oh,
yeah. It used to be Herman Smith's Reliance Works, Flood Street. Mm-hmm. And then the other encounters I had, of course, I was actually one of the fire watchers.
Have you actually seen that then?
Oh, yeah.
You actually seen that guy?
No. When I started the fire watching was when they moved into the new place. Mm-hmm. Bearing in mind, I was only 15 at the time. I wasn't old enough to do fire watching. But the regular fire watchers, if they wanted a night off, they used to give me half a crown. They get one of the other older men to sign their names in for them. And I'd go in their place to do the fire watching for half a crown.
For somebody like me, for instance, who doesn't really know what fire watching was, what is it?
Fire watching, well, during the war, as soon as the siren sounded, you was alerted in case a bomb or incendiary bombs usually was dropped, then you'd be there on the spot to start putting the fire out.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case the town firemen couldn't get there quick enough. You was there with the firefighting appliances to actually deal with the fire.
Mm.
So every man who worked in the factory over the age of about 18, of course, most at 18 was in the army anyway, but they took on the role as fire watchers. And there was other men. My father, he was in the Home Guard, so they actually guarded it in case German paratroops dropped. They was there to defend the factory.
Gotcha. What's his second encounter then?
Now, the second encounter was again in the Empire Picture House in Old Street, Dudley, which has long since been demolished. Tesco is there now. But one evening, I used to work there late.
What did you do?
I was there most days, up to 16 hours, working over and the rest of it. And I actually had the keys to lock the place up. But this one particular evening, the place had been converted into a three-storey factory. But prior to that, it was the picture house. And going back to the start of the Empire, it was opened in 1904. And I saw a lot of the adverts of the different performances, the acts, as they had there. I can't remember the names of the actors, but it was similar to Vesta Tilly efforts, you know, that used to perform on the stage. And this one particular night, we knocked off to have a cup of tea. There was four of us. And the four of us heard a scuffling sound in the loading bay where there was nothing that could move again there. It was just a concrete area as they loaded the vans. It was a van loading bay. And we heard a scuffle, like people scuffling there. And after the scuffle, we heard something move right up into the air, the sound of cloth. Just picture cloth being dragged across the floor. And it just went. But that was from one end of the Empire, which was then, before then, was a picture house. And of course, as I said, converted into a factory. And we couldn't picture or think what it was. Of course, we were a bit concerned about it. It was, the place seemed cold. You know, you seem to be freezing, that kind of a feeling. And it was terrible, really. And we rode the storm, the four of us, and trying to talk and think, what could it be? Nothing but a ghost, anyway. And a couple of days after, I met up with a very old fella, a chap named Jimmy, Plant his name was, Billy Plant. Originally, he was a fishmonger. And used to have the horse and cart till he retired. Of course, he was well retired when I saw him. And I asked him if he had got any recollections of the old Empire, of any happenings there. And he told me that one of the dancers or the chorus girls or one of the actresses was actually stabbed on the stage. And she ran up to the manager's office. That enlightens the fact as it happened at one end and the movement was from one end to the other. The manager was opposite, was the opposite end, like on the main road end of the picture house. The stage was at the bottom end. And he said that they called it the ghost of the lady in silk. But that was the only encounters I ever had which entailed being there for the movement of a ghost. And
interesting.
He put us right by, well, he put me right anyway, and by telling me as it was the lady in silk. And she was actually stabbed on the stage in the Empire. Well, now Tesco is built there.
I wonder if it still owns Tesco's?
Well, you know, there's no way you could get back there during
behind the baked beans, would she know?
Probably. It's the same as the other one now. When they pulled the Reliance Works down in Flood Street, actually that particular room was referring to on the first one, that's like on the car park now, which is more or less a forecourt for the Falcon houses they've built since. So the two places have been demolished. But whether the ghosts are still there, or they still nip around there, I wouldn't know, really.
I'll go and have a look tomorrow when I do my shopping.